Day 24. See a blue pencil? It? 1.
Where were we?
We were talking last time about the use of a and the.
Oh, yeah. The articles. Indefinite and definite. Let's take another look. What do you think we mean when we say indefinite?
Seems kind of obvious. If I tell you that I saw a good movie last night, it's the first mention of the movie, so it's a indefinite.
Indefinite for me, but not for you.
That's not the point. You're doing that on purpose. There's supposed to be some kind of collaboration here. It's kind of hard to explain.
You're doing very well, Patrick. Collaboration between speaker and hearer, you and me in this case. You're introducing movie into our discourse and are assuming that I don't know yet what movie you're talking about. I'd likely respond with something like, what's it about?
And if I had said, I saw the good movie last night, you would have answered with maybe, what movie or which movie?
Absolutely. Now suppose I casually say to you, I want to go see a movie, any movie. Do you want to see blank too? What comes to mind to fill in the blank?
Do you want to see one too?
Okay, but suppose I say, I want to go see a movie. They gave blank a pretty good review. What goes in the blank this time?
They gave it a pretty good review.
Why one in the first and it in the second, Patrick? They both refer to a movie.
I don't know. Maybe a movie by itself is sort of ambiguous.
That's an interesting way to put it. What does this tell us about the indefinite article a?
That indefinite isn't enough? That there's more to it than that?
Right on! The pronoun substitutions with one versus it are a pretty good clue. If I say, I'm looking for a red pencil, it could be a particular red pencil or any red pencil. A follow-up then might be either, can you help me find it, or can you help me find one? The it substitution identifies a red pencil as a specific pencil. The one substitution identifies red pencil as nonspecific.
So the indefinite article is further divided into specific and nonspecific.
Seems so, doesn't it?